Mere seconds on the clock. And the Cats have weathered the storm, and some inaccurate kicking from the Saints have hurt them. Guthrie, Hill, Steele, Siren. The Cats get it done. The Saints, a missed opportunity. Geelong 10-8-68. The Saints 5-17-47. It is the Cats by 21 points on Friday night footy.
We're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played. At home or far away. Our banners fly high from dawn to dark. Down at Gardenia Park.
Here was the Cats by 6. Quarter time, the Saints by 3 at the halftime break. The Cats by 5 at 3 quarter time. They closed it out though. 4-1 final term. Cats 10-8-68. The Saints 5-17-47. By 21 points in front of 26,712 people. Maccas and footy, I'm loving it. Get your Friday night footy feed at Maccas. Probably deserve to win at the end, the Cats, Cheapy.
They just know how to win games of football, Howie.
You wouldn't
think under the roof. 10-8-68 is a winning score. But this is a game that St Kilda are going to rue.
Yeah. It's
an opportunity lost. They had a big scalp in their hands and they weren't good enough to take it. Now, Geelong aren't stupid. I mean, even when they're not playing at their best, they find ways to win games. So, you know, they're going to fight it out. And they're not going to sit there and just turn it over and let a team beat them. You've got to actually go and do it. And unfortunately, they just didn't convert.
Here's Joel Selwood with Daisy Pearce.
Get on our own terms for much of the night, but they could have put us under real pressure early in the game, but we were just lucky that a few misses, and we were in that scenario just a couple of weeks ago. It's not a good scenario to be in.
Did it call on your leadership? Like, describe the mental challenge when it has been scintillating the week before. You turn up this week, life isn't as easy, so to speak. What do you have to say to the boys?
Oh, we still know what's on the line. It's still such an important game tonight. And, to be honest, we just didn't work hard enough at times. Work back hard enough to help our defenders out. And, we don't play here much days, and it probably found us out a little bit tonight.
What are the unique challenges here?
It's just moves so quick, and to be honest, like, you have to be really on the ball to make sure you get your tackles on, or else you can just give a side too much room.
And just going back to what you said, didn't work hard enough, do you think that's a product of things going so well last week or just the ebbs and flows of a season?
A little bit of both. We've just got to make sure that we're sharp every time we come out, because it doesn't matter who you play in this comp, they can take it right up to you.
Well, you got it done. Go and enjoy.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thanks to Daisy and Joel. Up next, the Triple M MVP award for Mungrel Boots. Mungrel Boots, comfy boots built for long days on site. The Cats have got the job done here. 21 points. Let's have a listen to the song from the Cats. Cats 10-8-68, the Saints 5-17-47, the Cats by 21 points, close to Rowan 2, Hawkins 2. Chew Man, just a very quick summation of memory too as well of the stats, please, Guru.
Yeah, those set shots, 3-9 for the Saints, Howie, opposed to the Cats at 6-2. That's probably the standout stat.
Thank you, Chewy. Triple M MVP award for Mungrel Boots. Mungrel Boots, comfy boots built for long days on site. Is it you, Chieftain?
Yes, it is.
Okay, what do you got, big boy?
I gave one vote to Zach Tui. Loved his game. 31 touches. He had 602 metres gained, the most of anyone on the ground. And 100 of that came from a couple of torps, so he had to go in. I gave two to Mitch Duncan. I just love the way he plays. He had 30 touches, but it's an 88% kicking efficiency. He doesn't waste the footy. Love what he does with it. And I thought Cam Guthrie has just elevated himself to the absolute elite in terms of midfielders. 36 touches, 4 clearances, 7 tackles, and kicked a goal. Thought he was spectacular.
Yeah, very good, Chief. And rides a longboard as well. So there's a lot to like about him. McDonald's Marine Hot Water, Triple M Rock and Football. Chew Man, I'm always interested in what you're doing on a Saturday.
Well, Collingwood City tomorrow, and then I'm seeing Van Halen cover band tomorrow night in town, Howie. So
are you, Chewy?
I'll be 21 again tomorrow
night.
Well,
what does that night involve?
Well, I'll let you know Sunday when I catch
up. Wow.
Van Halen cover band. Whereabouts are they playing, Chew?
No, somewhere in town. I'm not too sure.
Are you going with the statisticians or are you going with Mrs. Chew?
No, couple of mates. So,
okay.
Boys night out.
No, Chew
boys
on the
chair. Wow. I look forward to that on Sunday.
Anything could happen.
Gee, we need a full report of that Sunday, Chewy.
Not all the champion data crew, is it?
They're not Van Halen fans.
What are they? Are they surely the cover band's called Jump?
Yeah. It's actually, I don't know, actually.
Okay.
So surely.
Well, I look forward to that one. If you're out and about in the venue and you see Chew, go and give him a kiss. Das, what do you got on tomorrow, big boy?
I've got a little bit of junior footy in the morning at 8 o'clock, and then I'm heading on a plane to Adelaide to call the Port Adelaide.
You're going to the ground. That's good. Ground.
Adelaide, I'm looking forward to that. Should be a good game.
What about you, Big Chiefy?
I'm going to source out where this Van Halen cover band is playing, and I'm going to go to it, and I'm going to look for blokes wearing tool belts.
Good. Good. Good, good, Chief.
I think
that's a big day for you, Chief. What about you, Noodles, the netball tomorrow or not?
Yeah, I've got Oz Kick in the morning, Jude. 9 o'clock at Oz Kick, so he'll be trading footy cards down there tomorrow morning, and then a couple of games of netball, and then
just settle down on the sidelines a bit.
Yeah. No yelling,
words filtered back.
No abuse.
Loaded up big on Maddox in race 3 at Morfettville, so I'll be very, very happy if that gets up.
Okay.
Don't know where that came from.
Righto.
Came from my mouth. I said it.
I don't know how we got onto that conversation.
Well, you asked me what I was doing.
Are we taking calls or not?
You big cool
open line. Chief's got a bit to get off his chest.
Take the calls or not?
Well, let's see what our chief call them. Let's see.
Oh, no, the relays. No, the relays have got to get out around Australia. So we're done. 26,712 people seen the Saints go down by 21 points to the Cats. 10-8-68 to the Saints. 5-17-47. Dead Set Legends, the Rub, the whole crew will be back tomorrow. McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, have a ripping Friday night. What's left? Just wait till I get off air, Darce. For McDonald's and Triple M and everyone else in Ream, Triple M rocks football.